Parshas Behar, Perek Chafei, Pasuk Aleph, Rishon. By the Hashem of Moshe, Behar Sinai, the more Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, saying, Rashi says, Ma in Shemitah Eitzah Har Sinai. Why is the Torah mentioning Shemitah, that's the context of this parasha, with the topic of Har Sinai? But the Kol Mitzvah is never mentioned, but every mitzvah, all the mitzvahs mentioned are at Har Sinai. Elo, says Rashi, the point of the Torah is, by emphasizing this, is to tell us the following. Ma Shemitah, Nemr Kolo Sel, Par Basav, Dituk Deh, Mi Sinai. Just like its rules, its details, and the fine points of Shemitah were mentioned at Har Sinai, Afkun, so to all the commandments, Nemr Kolo Sel, Par Dituk Deh, Mi Sinai. All the rules and also the fine details were mentioned at Har Sinai. Kach, Shanina, Mitra, Askanim, that's what's taught in the Medrash. But nearly, in Rashi says, it appears to me, Shkach Perisha, this is the explanation of the Medrash. But Fili, Shalom, Etzinu, Shemitah's Karkos, Shanishin, is Ba'arvis Mo'ov. We never find the topic of the Shemitah of lands repeated in Pasir Vidvarim at the plains of Mo'av. Lamana, which teaches us, Shekhiloseh per the Seh, Kul number Mesina. It must be that we already learned this. And I've seen it, all the general rules and the details. The Torah tells us here, I'll call Dibur Shinidabar Lamosha, but every statement that was communicated to Moshe, I mean all the commandments, Shemisina Kulam, Kulosem Vidikutayim, Chosem Mishnah Barbas Mov. That all the other mitzvahs had their details and fine points at Har Sinai, and they were repeated at the plains of Moav except for Shemitah. Pasuk Beis. Daber al bnei Yisrael, speak to the Jews, v'amarta lehem, say to them, kisavo al-arz, when you come to the land, asher ani nusin lachem, that I will give you, shav sa'ar, shabbat l'ashem, and the land shall observe a Shabbos rest for Hashem. Actually says, shabbat l'ashem, l'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. Kishem shenemar b'shabbos b'rishos, as we mentioned, by the weekly Shabbos. For 6 years you shall sow the field, and for 6 years you shall prune your vineyard, and you may gather its crops, its crop. Pasuk Dalet. Vashana Shvisa, and on the seventh year, Shabbos Shabbason Yehla Arz, should be complete rest for the land. Shabbos Lashem, Shabbos to Hashem. Sadchalos is Rav, Chamechalos is Mar. Your field you should not plant, and your vineyard you should not prune. She says, Yehla Arz, Lasados, Lakamim, for fields and for vineyards. Velotizmar, you should not prune. Shekotisim is Mirasa, because they cut off its vines. Tagumo lo sechase, do not trim. Vidomalo, and it's compared to kotim kesuchim, like cut thorns, surfa be'es surfa, burned by fire, cut off. Pasuk hey, es sechich kirtzecha lo sechzar, ves in vein zerecha lo sechzar, shna shabasan yelaretz. After the growth of your harvest, you shall not reap, and the grapes of your keeping away you shall not pick. Shnei Shabbosim Yilar, it should be a year of rest for the land. Rashi says, Esfich Kitzircha, Afilu Lo Zarata, even if you did not sow it, Beitzimcha, and it sprouted, Min Hazera Shnafaba Be'ez Haktir, from the seed that fell into the ground during the time of the previous year's harvest, Vukor Esfich, that's called Esfich, an aftergrowth. Lo Siksar, Leo Snafsikor, to take possession of it, Kishakir like other harvests. Ella, Hefkir Yelakal must be that it's Hefkir only less. Nizircha, Shinizhar, you kept away from it, and you separated it, but you had the many people from it, Lo Hefkartim, and you did not relinquish your ownership from them. Lo Tzipsar, don't pick them, Osam, Einacha Botzer, Element of Mufkar. You can only pick from that which was that which is relinquished, not from that which is yours. And the resting of the land shall be to you, shall be yours to eat. You, your servants, and your maidservants, your hired workers, and your ones who reside with you. Rashi says, even though I forbade the fruits of the seventh year to you, I did not forbid them for eating, nor for other benefit. Only that you should not treat them as an owner does. Everything should be equal. You, your hired worker, and the one who resides with you. That from that which you have rested from, you may eat. But you can't eat something that which has been kept. l'chola v'chola avat masacha, v'fi shenemar, since it says in the Torah, with respect to the Shemitah year, v'achu avunei amacha, the destitute of your people should eat it, yachol yu asur b'achil l'ashim, it sounds like the rich can't eat it, tamal omar, v'chola v'chola avat masacha, you, your slaves and your servants, hari v'alim, avad the mishrachot v'makam, it's referring to the owners, the slaves and the slave woman, that's including everyone, not just the poor, but even the wealthy. Even the niners can eat it. Pasuk Zayin. Live happy to your animals, and the wild animals in your field. That is in your land, shall all its crop be to eat. Rashi says, if a beast eats it, so which is undomesticated, so all the more so. Of course, the domesticated animal can't eat it. Shem is an asala because you have a responsibility to feed domesticated animals. So my time alam v'liv ha'am techa, why did I emphasize that aspect? Ma'akish b'hem l'chayah, to compare them. So kol zman shechay ochalas min asada min ha'achil ha'am techa min ha'bayah. Anytime the beasts eat it in the field, you could feed it to your animal in the house. Kol l'chayah min asada, if it finished being eaten in the fields, kol l'am techa min ha'bayah, you can't have an animal eat it in your house, you have to have it out, I'll have to do beer. Pasuk Ches. Misafartalacha, you should count for you, Shevet Shabbosot Shanim, seven Sabbaths of years. Shevet Shanim, Shevet Femim, 7 years, 7 times. Vayulacha Yimei Shevet Shabbosot Shanim, Tishav Arba'im Shana, and the days of the seventh Sabbath of years you shall, it should be for you 49 years. Rashi says Shabbosot Shanim, Shemitot Shanim, releases of years. That's what the word Shabbosos means. Yachol yase sheva shanim retzufos shemitah. You have to do 7 straight years of shemitah over 49 year cycle. V'yase yovel ben yovel acharei and after that lomer sheva shanim sheva pamim 7 years 7 times. Have yomer kol shemitah shemitah bezmana. Each shemitah is every 7 years in its distinct times. V'yilchosh imei sheva v'gomer. Even if you don't keep the Shemitah years, keep a Yovel year. Let's say Arba'im with Tisha Shanim after the end of the 49th year. The simple meaning is Yale Lecha Cheshbon Shnos Hashemitos Mispar Arba V'Tisha, to tell us that count them up to get to 49 years in total. And to explain, in the first Pshat Rashi is dealing with the apparent obvious conclusion of our pasuk, and of course it's 49 years. And so his explanation of the simple meaning of the pasuk, he's dealing with a different issue. Rashi, in his comment at the beginning of the pasuk, says the Shabbosos Shanim refers to the Shemitah years themselves, and not the 7 year cycle. So how then does our verse say 7 Shabbosos Shanim amount to 49? 7 Shabbosos Shanim means only 7 years, meaning the seven. These are the 7 years. So Rashi explains here on the verse to explain that it's referring to the period during which you count a 7 years of Shemitah, and that will be 7 times, which will be a period of 49 years. Pasuk Tes. V'avarta shofar tshurah, and you shall sound a shofar blast, v'chodesh v'shvi in the 7th month, v'asor l'chodesh in the 10th of the month, v'yom ha-kippurim on the day of Yom Kippur, t'avir shofar b'achar tzachem, you shall sound a shofar throughout your land. Rashi says, v'avarta, Lashon by Vir Koba Machana, they proclaim, Lashon Machra is announcing. Biyama Kippurim, Yimash Vashnember Biyama Kippurim, Inu Deish Besel Chosh, and Vizim Kippur, of course, is the 10th of the month. Imkein, Lomanamar Besel Chosh, why emphasize the 10th of the month? Ela Lomacha, what to tell you, Tkias Asur Lachodesh, the blowing of the shofar on the 10th of the month, Docha Shabbos, the Chover Tzchem throughout the entire land, Vain Tkias Rosh Hashanah, Docha Shabbos, however, not the Tkia of Rosh Hashanah, the Chover Tzchem El Bevezim Babad, except in Beis Din. Pasuk Yod, V'kidash Shemesh Nasach Hameshim U'kusem D'Rabba Cholar La'baretz L'chol Yoshveha. And you should sanctify the 50th year, and you should proclaim freedom throughout the land for all its inhabitants. Yovel Hi, it's a day. It's a Yovel year for you. T'yeh Lechem, it should be for you. V'shartem Ishel Chuzaso V'shal Meshpachto Teshuvu. And each man shall return to his ancestral heritage, and you shall return each man to his family. She says, "V'kidashem b'chinisa on the anta, makdishin and also bebezin, bezin sanctifies the v'omer mekudash from the year sanctified. V'kusam deror la'ivrim la'avadim to the Hebrew slaves, Whether it's these year it was born or it's in, it hasn't been 6 years yet, he goes free. Amar Behuda. Malashin Dvar. What does it mean? Dvar? Freedom. Kimidaria be daria the cool, like one who dwells in a dwelling place, which means Shadarbachoma comes to Rosh, he can live wherever he wants. Imbishusachim is not under other people's authority. Yovali, Shema Zos, Shemuvdeles, Mishah Shan, this year is distinct. Benakeva Shem Lovada, through giving it a distinct name. Mashma, Yovali, it's called the Yovel, Hashem Tekiah Shofar, because it's that's what they blow a shofar with. Mishavtem Ishla Chosaso, Shasados, Chosos Labaleim, the fields return to their owners. Beisha Mashpachot Teshuvu, the Rabbis and Sinners, so even the Eved who has his ear bored, he goes free them. Pasuk Yav, Yovel, he, it's Yovel. Shnas HaChem Mishim Shana, it's the 50th year. Tia Lachem, it should be for you. Lo Sezeru, Lo Sek Seru, Asivicha, Lo Sev Seru, Asin Zira. Don't sow, don't harvest your afterglow, don't pick up what has been set aside for you, of it, for yourself. Rashi says, Yovel, he, Shnas HaChem Mishim, Matam Alomar, why is it the 50th year? So the Gemara makes a drasha there, and the Gemara explains, since it says you have to sanctify the 50th year, you might have thought that just as it becomes holy at the beginning, so it continues to be holy at its end, meaning until the next year Yom Kippur. So the Torah says, not only that year. That year, not including the 51st year. Es nizirah, es hanovim hamishumarim, the grapes that have been kept, of a boat or atlab, you can pick from things that are ownerless. Kshem shenemar b'shvius, like it says in Shemitah, kach nemar b'yovel, it says that by yovel too. Nimsu shnei shanim kedushas, are 2 straight years of holiness. Smuchlam zulazun, one to the other, shnas arbin v'teisha Shemitah, or shnas hachamishim, the 49th year and the 50th year. Pasuk beis, ki yovel hi kodesh tia lachem min asedet tachulos tuvasa. For it is a yovel, it shall be holy to you, from the field you may eat its crop. Kodesh tia lachem, the service of man, it seizes its money, kehekdish, a gab which is holy, yachol teitze hilachun, one might be able to think that it should go out to be chulin, tamalomar tiyat, it should be, but vasa tiyat, it should maintain its state of holiness upon the fruit. Minasadet achlu, and each hasadet, through the by means of the field, after ochel minabayas, you eat from the produce of the house, shimkala lachaya minasadet, that if a particular variety of produce has been finished off by the wilderness, in the wild animals in the field, so you have to remove it from the field, from the house. So to Bashmi it does, as well as it says this Bashmita, also by Yovel as well. Pasuk Yod Gimel B'Shnas Yovel Azos Teshuvu Ish Al Chuzah. So in this year of Yovel, each man returns to his ancestral heritage. Rashi says, like for Nemar, Rishatim Ish Al Chuzah. We already did that a few pesukim earlier about that fact. So Rashi says, "Ela Rabbis Amakra Sadeu V'Ama Ben Al Pigala Shechaseres Laviv Be Yovel." So it's the only case that is relevant to where one who sells his field and his son takes the initiative and redeems it, then on Yovel returns back to his father, even though ultimately it will actually go back to the potential heir later on in life. Pasuk Gidal B'Chisuk Kru Mekala Misacha O Kana Miad Misacha. When you make a sale for your fellow, or when you buy from the hands of your fellow, do not victimize one another. Rashi says, "Chimsim kiru." And the simple reading of the pasuk is "Mashma kimashmo." It's like the simple reading. Don't, when you make a sale with your brother, do not victimize your brother. The ode yishrasha, but there's another drasha strapped from here. Minayin kshata mocher mocher yisal chaberach, when you sell self to a Jew. Tamalamer chisim kru memkar. When you sell something, do it to a Jew, your friend, your fellow. If you want to buy from your friend, then it's do from a Jew. Or buy from a person who is a hand of your fellow, a Jew also as well. This is a victimization in financial matters. Pasuk Pesavav. After Yovel, Tiknim as Me'es Amisacha B'Misfar Shnei HaYovel Yimkarlach. According to the number of years after the Yovel, shall you buy from your fellow. According to the number of crop years, shall he sell to you. Rashi says, Kisfar Shnei Achar Yovel Tiknim Zub Shuta Yashiv Amikar Alafanov. This is the simple meaning to put the verse in its proper setting. Al Ha'ona V'Al Hazir. The verse comes to join us with regards to victimization, meaning the following: Kishitim karo tikan karka, when you sell it by land, de'u kama shanim isha ad yovel, know how many years until yovel is the fi hashanah according to the years, tivoros hashanah, according to how much yield it produces, shiv ru'uya lasos, which it should make, v'imkaram amokher v'ikne hakona, the person would sell, and the buyer should buy. Shrei sofo, because the fate of the buyer is, lachaserol, because he's going to return it anyway, b'shnas yovel, in the year of yovel. V'mish shanim uvatos, since there's only a few years of yovel, v'zab machra v'dam yikaros, he sells it for an expensive amount, v'zum machra v'dam yikaros, then harei nis'anach, nis'anach lokech, the buyer got victimized. If there are many years left, there's a lot of produce. Then you sell for a short, lesser price, then you victimize the seller. You have to sell it according to its time. According to the amount of years of crop years, you have to sell it. If you according to the amount of years remaining, you sell according to that amount. The rabbis extrapolate from there. One who sells his field can never redeem it under 2 years. Have a 2 year at least minimum in the hands of the buyer from day to day, from that exact date. Even if there are three crops, in those 2 years, he sold while standing. But the word sheni, Rashi is commenting, does not leave it simple. Meaning, kolomar is par shanim shel tivos, the number of years of crop. Lo shel shadafon umiat shanim shnayim, the minimum and not from blay, and the minimum of years, the minimum of 2 years is going to be 2. That's how many years you have to factor that. And the commentators explained the minimum of 2 years must be 2 years of potential crops. Years of famine are not counted. That is a condition of the halacha, that the field must stay in the hands of the purchaser for a minimum of 2 years. Pasuk tes zayin. The fi ro basharim tarva miknaso, according to the greater number of years, you shall increase your purchase. Lefi ma'ot hashanim tamit miknaso, and according to the lesser number of years, you shall reduce his purchase. Ki mispar tivos hu mocher lach, for he is selling you the number of crops. Rashi says, tarva miknaso timkrena biyoker, sell with higher price. Tavim miknaso, tamid b'tamal, reduces price. Pasuk zayin, lo sanu ishos miso, do not harass one another. Yerisim lakacha, ki ani Hashem lakacham, and fear Hashem, for I am Hashem your God. Rashi says, lo sanu ishos miso, kan hazid the Torah enjoins us all on us varm, through verbal harassment. Shalo yakinit eschadiru, which should not know his fellow. Lo yasu itzo, don't give him itzo, she inoho genis lo, that is not appropriate for him. The feedback according to his mode of life, but also in his benefit. Shayot of the advice of him, tell me if he'll say miyodeya in this kavanti lera. Who knows that I'm having giving bad advice? Kach nemar v'esim lakachah yodei machshav suyde Hashem, who knows the intentions, knows what's going on. Kol davar hamosar leiv, anything that's given over to the heart. She'in lakir el mishim machshav v'alivo. The one recognizes it is only the person. Is Hashem who knows the thoughts. Shenamar bal v'esim lakachah. That's what you have to fear Hashem. Pasuk yiches. You shall perform my decrees and observe my ordinances, and perform them, and you shall dwell securely in the land. Rashi says, the lack of Shemitah causes the Jews to go to Galus. Then the land will appease its Shemitah years. And you will make the Shemitah as appeasing. The 70 years of the Galus correspond to the 70 years of the Shemitah that were neglected.